This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show with Liam, Robbie and Joe. And from Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan back on the air this morning. Mate, with some great advice, as always. Hit us with it today. How to make those clear decisions in an unclear and uncertain world. Where do we start?
Look, mate, I think that we don't talk about it too much, but constantly going on in the media, our children and our families are exposed to everything that seems to be uncertain. You know, we don't know what's happening with the financial crisis in Europe. There's issues with politicians. There's issues with, you know, some of the crazy stuff that you see on the news. And I think all of those things can erode people's confidence in how the world should be. And our brain is a prediction machine, so we need things to be predictable. So I think we need to be on the front foot in making sure that for us personally, we're doing stuff and or writing things down, and I know I talk a lot about writing things down, just to make sure that you've got some things that you can tie up to in the storm, some safe harbours, if you like, in your own thinking that can really make a difference in your own temperament, but also for that for your kids and your family.
So it's not about burying your head in the sand, though. Hey, you've still got to be aware of what's happening, you know, like in the economy and in the environment and these challenges that we have. You're still going to be aware of them, but you're saying don't let them overtake what we could call your belief system?
Yeah, look, and I think, Robbie, what you're saying is true. We need to be aware of them, and I think we also need to be on the front foot and be proactive in even writing down what are some of the things that make you feel certain. So I've got some homework for you over the weekend and for your families over the weekend. And the first thing that I think that people should do is write a list. So what is the list that says my life is best when? So, you know, the rest of the world might be going to custard, but my life, and it sounds really selfish, but, you know, it's a bit like the Dr. ABC rule in first aid. You know, you can't help anyone else if you're going to put yourself in danger as well. So what is best about your life? So my life is best when I'm hanging with the family, when I'm exercising with mates, if I'm reading, if I'm spending time with my faith, if I'm sailing, I'm doing a couple of presentations per week, I'm planning, anticipating our next holiday. What are some of the things that you could write down and go, hey, my life is best when? So, you know, Liam, I know your life is best when Robbie turns up 60 seconds early for work.
It's
and
true.
Get your coffee on the way in.
It's
so
true.
I'm not sure how that goes the other
changes
way around.
Changes the whole vibe of the show.
So, look, they just become the tie-up points. So the second part of that is, you know, my life is best when, or I feel most certain when. So, you know, if I said to you guys, when do you feel most certain? What makes, you know, even though everything else might be crazy and the traffic was awesome and the government's telling us lies again and we're not sure what's happening with the environment or the financial crisis, when do you feel most certain? What do you need to feel certain?
For me, it's a swim in the pool with my kids after a hard day at work.
Perfect.
Just knowing that I can jump in there, and it's not so much about the pool, although it is when it's hot, but
it's
just
a ritual.
That, it's a ritual, yeah, it is a ritual. Yeah.
And what do you expect us to put this list on the fridge and then go back to it when things are troublesome? What do we do with this?
Yeah, look, well, let's face it, the news is going to come at you every day, and, you know, the newspapers and the news will keep constantly bombarding us with all the stuff that can create uncertainty. I think that we need to do our own advertising campaign. So the list in the fridge, in the front of your Bible, in the front of your favourite book, somewhere beside your bed, stick it somewhere where you can read it and go, hey, I feel best, my life is best when these things are happening, and I feel most certain when I can come home and have a swim in the pool, I can, you know, just sit and watch the sunrise. Some people tell me they feel most certain when they see the dog every day. They go, no matter what, when I see the dog at the top of the stairs, I go, my life is now certain and normal again.
But is it though, Bruce? I mean, that's all good and well to have those nice little comfort foods, you know, hidden away in your underwear drawer like a block of chocolate, but at the end of the day, when the GFC is kicking in and there's no money in the bank account, you can pat your dog as much as you like, but the world still falls around you and sometimes drags you with it.
Yeah, look, and it can do, which is why you need to have something to tie up to. What are the things that you tie up to, and what's important, you know, if all those things are going on, and if that is true for you financially, you're afflicted, what are the things that you're helping your kids tie up to? What are the things that you're helping your partner tie up to? How do you even create some certainty for them? And Robbie, I think you've kind of hit the nail on the head with the ritual of in the pool. No matter how crazy it is, your kids know on the right day when Dad comes home and we all get in the pool together and have a swim, all of a sudden, some of those other things don't matter as much. They still matter because you've got to eat and pay the mortgage and everything else, but they just for a moment give me a chance to tie up to something and almost rest in that space, and that can make a huge difference.
Kind of sounds a bit bury your head in the sandish, Bruce.
Yeah, look, I think it's the balance. it's the balance of being able to say that other stuff's happening anyway.
Well, so while Robbie's in the pool, I'll be worrying about tomorrow's show, will I? Thanks, Robbie. Great.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm getting the one having a lovely swim with my kids.
That's the balance. And look, we have to create those rituals to say, and if you don't write them down in the first place, if you don't write down, hey, my tie-up points, I feel most certain, my kids feel most certain when, then maybe we don't pay attention to them enough. We get so distracted by all the other realities of the world, we don't pay attention to creating some certainty for our families. And if you do, I think you'll enjoy the benefit.
Some great advice, how to be certain in an uncertain world. Bruce Sullivan, mate, you two go off and just enjoy the roses, have a big sniff, and I'll make sure everything's right for the rest of the week. Yeah, hey?
I know where your chocolate's hidden now too, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
Yeah. Enter at own risk. Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships. On you, mate. We'll talk next week.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.